one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at hempusa.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, you know, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Vated oxygen, called Aaron. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aaron process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you. Tell you what to do, what to think and what to feel. Who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men. Machine men, with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines, you are men. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. Let us use the power to make this life a wonderful adventure. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world to do away with greed. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Do not despair. The hate of men will pass and dictators die. And the power they took from the people will return to the people. Let us all unite!
Welcome back, folks, here in the Corporation Nation. We're talking about Zionism today. We're talking about the big lie, as quoted by Vladimir Lenin, the leader of the Bolshevik Red Army, of rapists and murderers and genocidists, which just happened to be Jewish. And, you know, of course, the big lie, if you tell it over and over, it becomes truth. That was what he said. Of course, that was later attributed to the Minister of Propaganda of Germany, instead of going back to the source. Of course, as everything, it's just a lie. Montreal Gazette, and it's in December 29th, 1931. This was 18 months before Hitler even entered the government. 6 million Jews face starvation. Now, I said Montreal. This was, we're talking about the international Jew here, as Henry Ford wrote in his massive tome. The international Jew. So we're in Montreal now. 6 million Jews. Front page news. 6 million Jews face starvation. Bad conditions in southeastern Europe reported by, well, who else? Rabbi Wise, at the same time he's speaking at the International Jewish Congress, trying to raise money for his investment fund. Here's what it says. 6 million Jews. Oh, of course, it's always 6 million Jews. Never any other number. 6 million Jews. 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 6 million. That's all you hear? 6 million Jews in Eastern Europe face starvation, and even worse during the coming winter. What's worse than starvation? If additional funds are not collected by the American Joint Distribution Committee to meet an estimated budget of $2,500,000, unprecedented havoc and misery will... So, you have a guy who started a massive fund to basically fund the founding of Palestine as the state of Israel, getting people to donate money because he says people are starving. All he's doing, folks, is building an investment fund. The whole thing's a lie. This is what government does over... this is the same model that government uses, okay? It's every time. You know, when the lottery... Let me give you a perfect example. I made a documentary about this. When you purchase a lottery ticket, you think, because this is the way they advertise it, that money is going towards schools. Okay, they say, every lottery ticket bought, 50% will go to schools. But then, if you read the fine print, what does it actually say? It goes to the school fund. It doesn't go to schools. It goes into a massive investment fund that's invested in all manner of crap that you'd never want government to be invested in. And then it trickles into schools in a way that doesn't really help. It's like any other church or organization that promotes charity for the poor. They don't give charity to the poor to help them. They keep them poor. They give them just enough to survive to keep them poor, to use them and employ them. That's what charity is in the corporate church. And likewise, churches have massive investment funds. Look at the Vatican. Wealth beyond measure, with a world starving, and they're supposed to be the beneficial church. Are you kidding me? Give me a break. 6 million Jews. 6 million Jews. New York Times, May 31st, 1936. Oh, well, Hitler's finally in power now. Americans appeal for Jewish refuge. This is from pro-Palestinian. In other words, people who are pro-Palestine because they want to set up the Jewish nation, and they want to give Jews money to go and settle in the New Jerusalem, which is the old kingdom of Jerusalem from England, which is why England was the one that military conquered it for the Jews. This is why the Jews pledged their allegiance. Worldwide Jewry pledged allegiance to the king. So, I mean, it's so obvious. It's so transparent what actually happened. It's incredible. You just do a little research. Says the petition in expressing the opinion of, this is one of my favorites, the petition in expressing the opinion of enlightened Christian leadership in the United States, favoring a larger Jewish immigration into Palestine. So you see the plan working out now. What was Hitler's final solution? Wasn't gas chambers. It was the transfer agreement. The final solution was an agreement between National Socialism and the International Jewish Congress to transfer all the Jews over to Palestine. Not to kill them. If they killed 6 million, who the hell would have occupied and started killing and genociding Palestine? Huh? Answer me that. Favoring a larger Jewish immigration into Palestine, stress the intolerable sufferings of the millions, 6 millions that is, of Jews in the European Holocaust. What? the European Holocaust. Oh, wait a minute. Now, you've been told that the Holocaust happened between 1942 and 1945? But wait a minute. Here's the... They're now introducing the predictive programming that there is going to be a Holocaust. When was this? Why, it was in May 31st, 1936. So they're already propagandizing to people. They've already built it up. 6 million Jews are in danger. Now they're introducing the word Holocaust. Well, where did that come from? Oh, yeah. The Jewish father of communism, Karl Marx, used the term Holocaust in 1856 when he said, "The classes and the races, too weak to master the new conditions of life, must give way. They must perish in the revolutionary Holocaust." So now they're going to introduce it, and they're going to fool the American people once again, to support communism to fight the quote-unquote Holocaust, which is actually part of communism. It's just so... what a ridiculous history this is. That we've actually been fooled is amazing. What else does it say? And it's an appeal to Christianity. Great Britain has it within her power to throw open the gates. So this is important because, again, it was Great Britain who went over there and attacked and reclaimed their old claim, which they lost in the 1200s, of the Kingdom of Jerusalem. You can look up the Kingdom of Jerusalem in Wikipedia. I mean, it's all over the place. You go to my blog, too. I did an incredible amount of pictures and stuff. It's called Pictorial History of the United States and a Pictorial History of the World, and it shows every single leader in that we have basically caught up in the Bolshevik or the with Jews basically, and that's just pure corruption. And a lot of this information is going to be on there that I'm going to read. Great Britain has it within her power to throw open the gates of Palestine. In other words, forcibly take it over and forcibly force the Palestinians to accept a Jewish occupation and a Jewish state. And let in the victimized and persecuted Jews escaping from the European Holocaust. There it is again. European... What do you mean the European Holocaust? This is predictive programming. Love how they just introduced the word Holocaust all of a sudden, this biblical concept. I mean, jeez. All right. New York Times, Wednesday, February 23rd, 1938. Jewish teachers chided by Isaacs. A borough head in New York tells sectarian group he sees no reason for its existence. After warning that he would be tactless in his remarks, Stanley M. Isaacs, borough president of Manhattan, told 1,750 teachers attending the 11th anniversary luncheon of the Jewish Teachers Association at the Hotel Commodore yesterday that he could see no reason for their existence of their organization. Why does it have to be a Jewish teacher? Why not just a teachers' association? Why do you have to always separate yourselves? Oh, we're the prejudiced ones. We're the racists. No, it's actually... While it is very important that the teachers organize, as you have done, I must say that I regret that the Jewish teachers, or Catholic or Protestant teachers, should have separate organizations, he declared. I hope it will not be long before the separate groups will combine. Now, here's the kicker. Taking issue with Mr. Isaacs, Simon J. Jason, president of the Jewish Teachers Association, pointed out that this body, now grown to more than 3,000 members, that's who's teaching your children, exists to, quote, improve the moral, social, and religious training of children. And what did we say in the beginning? Get children when they're young enough, and you can just screw their worlds up. You can make them believe anything you want. Kind of like we do with our children. We teach them about Santa Claus instead of Christ. We're so stupid in that way. Here's 3,000, back in the 30s, 3,000 Jews teaching all of our children. And they say that it's to improve the moral, social, and religious training of children. Not teaching, training. You see what's happening here? The Catholic and Protestant Teachers Associations have equally high and noble motives, Mr. Jason said. We're not concerned with politics. No one of these three groups expects to use the influence of its association other than for the good of the community. Well, you mean communitarianism. Let's see. Of course, one of the presentations at a meeting for education for teachers went like this. Jewish tragedy picture. This is in the newspaper. A depressing picture of what? 6 million Jews in Central Europe deprived of protection or economic opportunities, slowly dying of starvation, all hope gone, was presented to the teachers by Jacob Tharsis, known to his radio audience as the Lamplighter.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here is what people are saying.
I have a testimony about how wonderful heart drops are. I ended up at Mayo Clinic, just had an awful time with angina and related problems to my heart problem. I remembered that I'd run out of heart drops and had reordered. And when I started taking them again, all these problems went away. And I just want to say how great these heart drops are. I'd recommend them to anyone.
I had my last heart attack in August, and I was having some form of angina pain pretty well every day. And then since I started taking it, I haven't had any angina pain at all. You know, I'm satisfied.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aran. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Artists have been battling to understand what this unappealing object is all about. Battles about. What the object is all about.
Information in the form of energy streams in simultaneously through all of our sensory systems in the form of energy.
So again, you know, we got the Jewish Teachers Association, and they're presenting the Jewish tragedy, as they call it, of 6 million Jews, of course, the preferred number of propagandists. This guy that was presenting was representing the American Jewish Joint Distribution Committee. Who's that? Well, that's that $1 billion fund we were talking about earlier. What does he say? Let's see, where is it? Oops, someone going backwards, sorry. The Jewish tragedy, quote-unquote, started... Now listen to this, folks. So here's how they've started changing history now. So, because they don't want, you know, they don't want you to know they've been collecting all this money. The Jewish tragedy started when Hitler came into power in 1933. What? It started then? Well, I thought it started in, I mean, at least as far back as 1915 when we've been reading about the Jewish tragedy. But this guy, now they're changing the story. The propaganda's changing. It's twisting into what it is today. Started when Hitler came into power in 1933, Mr. Tarshis declared. Now anti-Semitism has spread to 13 European nations and threatens the very existence of millions of Jews, he said. They're facing, the Jewish people are facing the greatest tragedy of history, etc., etc., etc. Now, isn't that the same kind of taglines they're using even today? I mean, isn't this the same propaganda that the quote-unquote state, that illegal thing, according to the United Nations, it's illegal, is saying today that we're always constantly in trouble? I mean, come on! How ridiculous! All right, that's enough of the newspapers, but the point is, I mean, come on! Do you not see, folks, how this thing was set up? Now, of course, now we're leaning and we're going into World War II. Now, around 33 was also, of course, when they started really, the International Jewish Congress started, they had their big massive boycott demonstration in Madison Square Garden, where, again, Rabbi Weiss and everybody was talking. Massive, massive turnout. What was Germany's response? A one-day boycott of Jewish products. I mean, that was how tame the German people were until Hitler started coming along. So, all right. Good people is my point. And, I've been to Germany several times, traveled there a lot. If you've ever met a German person, there's no way you can look at them and and believe the thousands and thousands of propaganda movies that were made, from Schindler's List to all the other movies, compared to the very few I can count on my hand movies that are made to counter that propaganda, independent movies where people are actually killed for making the movies. Exposing Zionism as nothing more than masonry, for instance. All right, so I want to tell you now, because you hear all the time, I mean, there were 32 Zionist, apparently dual Israeli citizens in the Bush cabinet, for instance. Of course, the Bush family, you can trace back that they changed their names from a Jewish name to American name. They were even listed in the Jewish calendar as being Jewish soldiers way back when it was Solomon Bush and George Bush, way back when. Very interesting. Again, I, you know, how do you distinguish between what a Jew is and what it isn't? That's why I say bloodline instead of anything else. But what I want to do is, you know, we've talked about the national emergency status. We've talked about the notion of how the president was literally created as a dictator by Congress. It's in congressional code. You can read all about it. In fact, I've got a lot of new evidence that I'm not going to go over today that just blows my mind at how real this is. But I do want to read you a few things, because this is ultimately the most important information you're going to ever hear in how government has been infiltrated. You always know it's true. You look at them and you say, why are there so many Jewish people? Why are there so many dual Israeli citizens in government? How can that possibly be? Well, because we don't have a constitution. It's suspended. We don't have we have a de facto government. We have a military occupation of government. It's completely illegitimate. So, on that note, Now, when I was researching, I came across the Trading with the Enemies Act. Trading with the Enemies Act was modified in 1933, along with everything else, from its 1917 version, where it listed enemies as anybody outside of the United States. Well, they changed that to read that anybody within or without the United States is considered a potential enemy. So anybody by default is an enemy. Period. End of story. Okay. Then I started getting into the emergency powers, the War Powers Act. Like I said, the Declaration of Emergency is the same as a declaration of war. You're ruled by necessity. No constitution is needed anymore. Necessity knows no law, so the sovereign is like a king. So I found the Libra Code, makes the executive and the treasury secretary, very important, were given carte blanche to do anything they want. They're dictators through declared emergencies, executive orders, proclamations, directives, etc., presidential directives. Okay. Now we go to the Code of Federal Regulations, because that's really where all of this is stored, where it's really cut and dry what it means. Now, I want you to listen very close, because this is another thing that I'm sure that many of you have heard before, but you've never proven. Well, I've just found it. 31, chapter, title 31 in the Code of Federal Regulations, chapter 594, and we're in the definitions section where it defines what a foreign person is. So it's 31 CFR 594.304. What is a foreign person? A foreign person. It's you! All of you, every single person that is listening. I want you to understand this. How can you be an enemy, folks? How can the Trading with the Enemies Act apply to you? You're not an enemy, right? You're a good, law-abiding citizen. No, you're a foreign person. This is so important. The term foreign person means any citizen or national of a foreign state, including any such individual who is also a citizen or national of the United States, or any entity not organized solely under the laws of the United States or existing solely in the United States, but does not include a state or a foreign state. So a person is not a state in this particular definition. What's a foreign person? Any citizen or national of a foreign state. Guess where this is located, folks? This is in 31 CFR Part 594, Global Terrorism Sanctions and Regulations. See, you're a terrorist by default. By default, you're a foreign person, an enemy, a terrorist. All it takes is a stroke of a damn pen, and Obama can declare, the executive branch of government can declare you a terrorist. All it takes, because you are already named that. You're already a foreigner. Remember, you're a denizen. You're halfway between a citizen and something else. You are. You have no inherent rights. You're a person. We'll be back.
But if you think you need guns to stop tyranny, then what you waiting for? We've already stripped you of your liberty, privacy, civil rights, and dignity. You want some more?
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
And the men who hold high places must be the ones who start to mold a new reality closer to the heart, closer to the heart. Blacksmith and the artist reflected in their art. They forge their creativity closer to the heart.
All right, so here's the kicker, man. Why does it seem to people that the executive branch of government is so wild and out of control? Why is the military out of control? Why is the Federal Reserve out of control? Why is the Treasury? Why are all these branches of government out of control? And more importantly, why the heck are there so many Jews in government? Why are they being appointed to such high official places? Well, they're being appointed as every single media company out there is headed by a Jew. All these CEOs, all these... It's a big corporate happy family. It's a business. That's what Zionism is. It's a big business. All right? Now, here's the deal, folks. This is how you prove that the government is literally taken over. This is going to be the most important thing I've ever said, right here. And I don't say that lightly. right? Okay, keeping in mind that the president is declared a dictator, he can make his own law, etc., etc., so he really has no limitations, because under the law of necessity, there is no limitations. If he wants to subvert the Constitution in any way, shape, or form, all he has to do is declare a national emergency. Court cases say national emergency and a state of war are the state of emergency, state of war are exactly the same thing. There is no distinction. Little to no distinction is what they actually say. Right? I've read these quotes before about the national emergency, how important it is, why such things as terrorism and the war against drugs, war against terrorism, etc., why all those things are happening, why the Constitution has nothing to do with it, because necessity trumps all law. Necessity knows no law. On that note, the president is dictator. On that note, 3 U.S. Code Section 301. I want you folks to pull this up and read it for yourself. Memorize it by heart. How does anyone take over a government? How did the Jews take over the government? How did Zionism become government? 3 U.S. Code Section 301. What does it say? General authorization to delegate functions, publication of delegation. The President of the United States is authorized to designate and empower the head of any department or agency in the executive branch or any official thereof who is required to be appointed by and with the advice and consent of the Senate, in other words, they're in on it, they confirm the fraud, to perform without approval, ratification, or other action by the president. Okay? Let me read that again. The president is authorized to designate and empower the head of any department, agency, in the executive branch, so all of his cabinet members, anyone basically in there, or any official, it says, thereof. So anyone in any department, no matter how low or high they are, the president can designate and empower them as long as they're appointed by and with the advice and consent of the Senate, which is most of the cabinet officials, to perform with, listen, without approval, ratification, or other action by the president. So the president is literally giving his dictatorial powers over to the cabinet members and heads, so they do not have to get approval, ratification, or other action by the president. For two things here, this is what it says. One, for any action which is vested in the president by law. Well, folks, remember, we read U.S. Code that said, Congress said the same thing about the president, that he can write executive orders, presidential directives, etc. He can do anything he wants without congressional approval. Period. End of story. That is part of U.S. Code. I don't have it in front of me. I've read it plenty of times on air. Okay? So, in other words, he's delegating the necessity of law. The fact that there is no law, that the cabinet members can do basically anything without even asking the president, and they can't really get in trouble for it because they're doing it through the executive power of the president. We have a completely lawless government right now, executively run, which means military force. That's all executive means. It's force and nothing else. Military force. Number two, without approval, ratification, or other action by the president, any function which such officer is required or authorized by law to perform only with or subject to the approval, ratification, or other action of the president, provided that nothing contained herein shall relieve the president of his responsibility in office for the acts of any such head or other official designated by him to perform such function. So it always goes back to the president, but you can't get the president in trouble He's acting under the necessity of law, which knows no law. He can't do anything wrong. He's not impeachable for anything he does under executive authority, because Congress passed a law that said so. Why is every president not impeached? Why? Well, simply because Congress and the president are not in competition. The reason Congress gave him the power, and can take it away at any time, by the way, the reason that power is bestowed on the president, and now it's delegated to all the Jews in his cabinet, each one, of course, like I said, 32 dual Israeli citizens in the Bush cabinet, about the same in the Obama cabinet. This is how anybody, including Jews, take over a government. Okay, this is how our government has been subverted. I don't say this with any hesitation at all. I don't say it lightly. I said this is the most important thing I've ever said on this show. This is proof positive right here that your government has been taken over. Because, of course, Obama, the hailed first black president, next is going to be Clinton, the first white woman president. Folks, that's just a cut. It's just a way to get Zionism into government. They appoint the people who are doing all of their bidding under their name, under the office, in other words. It says such designation and authorization shall be in writing, shall be published in the Federal Register. Everything's published in the even the fact and the conditions of how they test biological weapons on us all the time are in the Federal Register. You should go read the Federal Register if you can find it. It's hard to find. But you're going to discover some incredible things in there that you never could have thought possible. Because they can do anything. The condition on the president to have these executive authority, this War Powers Act, is to simply write it down and send it in the register. Ooh, gee, Congress. That's who. Thank God you make them write it down what they're doing. I mean, it's so ridiculous. Guys, come on. Shall be subject to such items, conditions, and limitations as the president may deem advisable. So, in other words, there's no conditions, limitations, as long as the president deems it not necessary. And shall be revocable any time by the president in whole or in part. What does that mean? The president can undesignate the power at any time. So, folks, how did Jews take over the government? Why do we see such a degradation of society? Why do we see banks completely out of control? Why do we see, which are, of course, the membership organization of the Federal Reserve, always run by Jews, Keitner, Jew. I mean, what is happening here, folks? It's so obvious. It is so freaking obvious right now. Just from this U.S. 3 U.S. Code section 301. I really want you guys to go and read it for yourself. I really, really want you to understand this, because you have people saying this all the time and they're talking out their butts because they have no proof. They don't know what they're actually saying. The truth is, it's all legitimate because we confirm the fraud. We live in the fraud. We support the fraud with our taxes. We vote, in other words, confirm the leaders of that fraud. You can't say it's illegitimate because you're supporting it. So the fraud continues, and these people have all the power that possibly can have. And we live in hell. We'll be back.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com, or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Derivatives, quantitative easing, trade imbalances, recession, low GDP, nations close to collapsing, and subprime loans, foreclosed homes, and people's taxes spent to bail out, too big to fail, AAA banks again. Fear levels rising as the US crash seems imminent, having smashed the debt ceiling of $14 trillion. Despite protests and clashes in Athens streets, the IMF imposed structurally unjust programs.
Fear. That's all it's all about. It's always about fear. It's always about a fallacious appeal to fear or to pity, isn't it? So many funds, so many investment funds have been started the same way. Imagine what that $1 billion was able to do. Now, I'm just going to end the show. I want to refer people to my, since I'm running out of time, I want to refer people to my blog, which is realityblogger.wordpress.com. If you just type into the search engine, a pictorial history of the world, you will be able to pull up the quotes that I am giving you right now, and I'm just going to end the show by just reading some quotes so that you understand how intertwined this international group of people actually are. You know, there's also, if you want another look at how our government is Zionist, I have an article called Zionism 101, The Zionist Israeli Government of the United States of America, spelled with a K. Zionism 101, the Zionist Israeli Government of the United States of America, and, of course, the pictorial history of the world. government. So let's I'm just going to read these and we'll just go till we run out of time here. The Morning Post of London, September 6, 1920, by none other than James Rothschild III, Manifesto to All the Jews of the Universe was what this was called. Here's the quote. The union, which the syndicalist thing that they created, the union which we desire to found will not be a French, English, Irish, or German union, but a Jewish one, a universal one. Other peoples and races are divided into nationalities. We alone have no co-citizens, but exclusively co-religionaries. The day is not distant when all the riches and treasures of the earth will become the property of the children of Israel. Isn't that lovely? How in 1920 can a man suggest that all the riches and treasures of the earth will become the property of the children of Israel? Well, it create Israel. You lay a plan. You start promoting the 6 million myth. And then the Holocaust, before the Holocaust happens. And then you say the Holocaust happened. You start shipping people through the transfer agreement. And suddenly you create Israel. Interesting theory. Upon the death of Margaret Thatcher, the Jewish press in April 2013 revealed the true history of her treachery to her ridiculously loyal subjects. It was Thatcher's embrace of British Jews and insistent promotion of the Jews in her conservative party that inspired an outpouring of tributes from Jewish and Israeli leaders following her death Monday at the age of 87. For the country's Jews, however, her naming of several of their number to cabinet positions and her determined pushback against anti-Jewish grumbling and among conservative party benchmarkers, trying to preserve the English way, of course, made what once was unimaginable, the possibility of a Jewish prime minister. Lady Thatcher was always extremely supportive and admiring of the ethos of the British Jewish community. Vivian Weinman, the president of the Board of Operations, a board of deputies of British Jews, told the Jewish Times. She counts a number of Jews among her closest advisors and confidants, and at one point nearly a quarter of her cabinet were of Jewish origins. Now remember, we're talking about England here. we're talking about a strictly English or white nation here, and a quarter of the cabinet were Jewish. Come on, folks. I mean, that's similar to what did we say earlier when we opened up the show? Completely overrepresented by a very small minority. Unbelievable. Thatcher admired hard work, and the Jewish community was not dependent on the state. It was structured in a way that Jews help others in their community. In other words, other Jews, no one else. That was the culture Thatcher tried to advance. It was one also embraced by Britain's late chief rabbi, Emmanuel Jacobowitz, whom Thatcher elevated to the House of Lords. Frustrated by protests among the Christian leaders, I can't imagine why, of the rapid pace of her economic reform, she increasingly turned for spiritual reinforcements to the Jacobowitz. Who became widely known as Thatcher's rabbi. Thatcher's rule coincided with social changes among the country's 350,000 Jews. Once proudly a working class, British Jews by the 1980s had become increasingly middle class. What did the guys say in the beginning? They started taking over. They started harming others to get ahead. I mean, it's usury, etc. They went from being poor to the middle, quote-unquote middle class. Yeah, right, middle class. Thatcher never hesitated to advance the careers of talented young Jews in her party, including Leon Britton, nice Jewish name there, huh? A Secretary of Trade, Nigel Lawson, oh, that's a Jew? A Chancellor of the Exchequer, Edwina Curie, okay, these are a Health Minister, Malcolm Rifkind, Secretary of State for Scotland, Michael Howard. These aren't Jewish names, folks. This is why you can't figure it out half the time, because every actor in Hollywood changes their name so that you don't recognize them for what they are. And they admit that. Rifkin went on to become foreign minister. Howard became home secretary and then opposition leader, burying forever the notion that a British leader had to come from the country's official faith, Anglicanism. But Howard's precedent helped set the stage for ascension of the current leader of the Labour Party, Ed Miliband, the son of a Polish-Jewish immigrant. You see, this is how the government is taken over. The president, the prime minister, the president. Now, in America, when Obama became president, the United States, I should say, when Obama became president, what did he do? Who did he appoint first? His first appointment was one Rahm Emanuel, now mayor of Chicago. Here's a guy who's a dual Israeli citizen becoming basically the prime minister of the United States. That's what really what the... It's like the king appointing a prime minister. It's the same thing, in charge of the staff, chief of staff. Here's a guy who voluntarily decided to serve in the Israeli Mossad. His father was a Mossad terrorist who killed a guy. I can't remember his name, of course. But he killed the guy, his group killed the guy, because they wanted to lift the ban of Palestinians from their own damn land, their homes. They wanted to bring... I mean, they killed... The terrorist group killed the guy who wanted to actually bring Palestinians back to their homeland. Okay? That's the Mossad. That's the guy who's that's his father. That's the guy Obama puts as chief of staff. Someone who decided to serve in the Israeli military instead of the army. And he has that right. Why? Because he's a dual citizen. You know, this is craziness. Craziness. How about Winston Churchill, very close cousin to George Bush? In fact, in the same bloodline genealogy as George Bush, Leslie Lynch King was President Ford, you name it, Bush, Romney, etc. They're all in the same family tree. He says, some people like the Jews and some do not, but no thoughtful man can deny the fact that they are, beyond any question, the most formidable and the most remarkable race which has appeared in the world. Oh, really, Winston? Is that what you think, you big Zionist? He says, it is manifestly right that the scattered Jews should have a national center and a national home. And where else but in Palestine? Oh, yeah, where else but in Palestine? An already wonderfully occupied place. Why not in Palestine, where people already live, which for 3,000 years they have been intimately and profoundly associated? Really? Because that's not what their own records state. The late Prime Minister's bronze image now looks out from the Montefiore Gardens over the Tower of David to Jerusalem's Old City, which he first visited in 1921 with Lawrence of Arabia. Nir Barkat, mayor of Jerusalem, claimed the Second World War leader as a champion for Jerusalem and Israel at the ceremony, which was attended by Randolph Churchill, the Prime Minister's grandson, and British Ambassador Matthew Gould. You know, I don't know what to tell you, folks. You have a completely overtaken government, all because we elected a massive Zionist who was called by Jewish magazines the first Jewish president. Take care, folks. We'll see you Monday.